Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeed it is. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, and watchintheloop.com for the video stream of this fine radio program. John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. A lot of fun stuff planned on the program today. Somebody's going to the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl at 12:30. You'll have your opportunity to win tickets there. You just better know your fight songs. Ellis Swims will be by at 11. Johnny, how are you?
I am so good. It's awesome. It's Thursday. You can see the weekend from here. You can see Christmas from here. This building's already a ghost town, by the way. People just like take the month off, in essence, or they show up for an hour and a half and then go home. You can pretty much do anything in this building right now.
Oh yeah, it's like the company switch over all over again. You get to pick your Christmas present. Oh, TV off the wall?
There we go. So it's Looting Thursday.
Sure. This will be, the final incarnation?
You're going to see me walking out of this place with a building at some point, with a TV at some point.
John's going to walk out of the building with the whole building, it seems. This is the final incarnation of Full Strength in the Loop for the rest of the year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jonesy's out after today.
Jonesy's out after the today.
For a week?
After Friday.
Yeah, I mean after Friday.
Well, yeah, after Friday. And then...
And then you and I are going to take our Christmas week.
A recharge.
Yes. And so we won't be back in full force. Now, you and I are going to be around. But Jonesy won't be here next week.
Sure, yeah.
So more of a ghost town.
More ghost town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to make me run the board and do the show at the same time, I heard.
You've done that in the past, haven't you?
I have done that in the past. Yeah. I used to do that way back in the college radio days with Mad Radio's Landry Locker. It was he and another guy and myself, and I had to run the board and also try to pay attention and also answer the phones. But there was no booth for me. I was just standing next to him. So, they'd be talking. You could hear me asking the caller what they wanted to talk about.
While you're on the air?
While they're on the air. I'm like, what do you want to talk about? You could, hear me in the background. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it was not great.
But that's how you got here.
We had our big year-end show planned on the radio station. Mm-hmm. I was driving in, and all it was on was static. I was like, that's okay. We're probably still on the stream. I got to the radio station. They go, dude, they canceled the radio station. It's like, what do you mean they canceled the radio station? I was like, you mean they canceled the show? He goes, no, man. The PD was obviously a stoner.
Yeah.
He goes, they canceled the radio station.
So they flipped it?
No, they got rid of it.
They got rid of it?
They eventually brought it back, but much, much later in my tenure. But yeah, they got rid of it. They're like, yeah, it costs too much money, and some of the weird kids use it as a fraternity, so we're going to go ahead and just kind of
So basically Landry ruined it.
No, we were so, as weird as Landry is, as mm-hmm. weird as I am, we were the most normal human beings to step foot into that radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was out there, man. I think there were some Wiccans that did ceremonies on air and stuff. It was
college
weird,
radio.
Man.
You can. There are some wild shows out there.
I thought doing overnight DJ stuff, mm-hmm. Playing the music would help get me in with the sports guys. It didn't help at all.
Right.
But I thought it would. So my first night, I went up there early to hang out with the Friday night crew. Mm-hmm. The Friday night crew was the EDM crew. They're all tripping while I'm up there, just out of their mind. And the guy's like, hey, man, you want to do some of our drops?
Sure.
I'm like, sure. He goes, all right, just press this button 14 times while you're talking. And it'll sound amazing. And I was like, dude, you're high. He's like, nah, man, I'm living.
I'm living. I'm not high, I'm living. I got to remember that.
He called himself DJ Skylark or something. I don't know.
Sure he did,
because
that's what he thought he was.
Pretty much, man.
You ever heard Swap Shop?
Swap Shop.
Jonesy, are you familiar with Swap Shop?
No.
This is the best. This was AM radio probably about 20, 25 years ago. I forget the station. A lot of stations did it. All right. So it's basically like a classified ad on the air. So like Joe from Katy calls and say, Joe, what do you got? I got a toaster oven that I don't need anymore because I got a new one for Christmas. It's only a year and a half old. I'd like to trade it for a coffee maker. If anybody has a coffee maker. And then you put Joe on hold. And you and all these guys, like, I got a coffee maker.
Oh, no.
And so, dude, I am not kidding. My goal today is going to try to find some audio from a real swap shop radio show.
Oh, my gosh. That would be gold.
I got a gold necklace that my ex-boyfriend gave me, and I don't want it anymore. But I really like rings. If anybody has a topaz ring, I'll trade my gold necklace for a topaz ring. Okay, hold. Boom. Anybody got a topaz ring out there? And then the phones light up. Dude, it was one of the most lucrative shows. It was a Saturday morning deal.
Huh. You know?
It was one of the most lucrative shows on the entire station.
How about that? That's funny. That's funny.
Pawn shops would advertise with
that's of course. Of course they would. Of course they would. That guy didn't sell his toaster oven. It's here at Pawns R Us.
That's right.
John, last night the Houston Rockets took care of the Charlotte Hornets 108-96. That final score is a lot closer than the game actually was. About the only time it looked like the Hornets were in the game was when Dwight Howard scored some of the initial points of the game after going coast to coast on turnover. And then it was pretty much all Rockets from there, coinciding with a James Harden-less 25-0 run to end the first quarter, start the second quarter. They just decimated the Hornets. I was on the radio in Charlotte yesterday talking to somebody on the radio there about the Rockets. And he goes, so when you see the Hornets on the schedule, what do you do? I go, when I see the Hornets on the schedule on Wednesday, I think about how awesome that San Antonio-Milwaukee back-to-back is going to be on Friday, Saturday.
You said something that I think is the most key thing of it all. 25-0 run, Hardenless, as in no James Harden on the floor. That's what this team, that's what sets it apart. I think, you know, everybody's going to be in the backs of their minds a little bit skeptical about, well, yeah, boy, it's fun. It's impressive. Well, you know, how's it going to look in the postseason? You know, wake me up until the postseason. We've seen that a few times. But I think what separates them is for 48 consecutive minutes in every game, obviously barring injury, they have one of the 10 best players, arguably one of the 6 best players on the floor. No, how many teams can say that? The Warriors? That's the list?
Pretty much. You know, so like there's 10 guys on the floor, mm-hmm. and there's always... You know, maybe
one of the six or eight best in the entire NBA is always on the floor for the Rockets.
Wow, that's a good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it.
You know, so that's why you can do a 25-0 run against backups because you got Chris Paul on the floor. That's why you can start like the way they're starting, and that's why you can come back from 10 points down as they did twice this past week. It's quite an impressive thing to see. And it's what's going to be very, very intriguing is how are opposing teams going to approach defending the Rockets. Here's what I could see happening. The deep teams, the Golden States, the San Antonios, they might sit a starter to start the game against the Rockets.
Interesting. Not necessarily a Kawhi, a LaMarcus, but maybe just somebody.
DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, somebody.
You know, or Danny Green might not start.
Yeah.
For Golden State, I mean, could you sit? Oh boy, who would you sit there? It can't be Draymond. But I'm saying that's what's so intriguing about this. You got one of the 6 or 8 best players in the entire league on the floor for every minute of the game, and that's what really struck me watching this last night.
They're just amazing to watch, and it's. And it's almost like, I don't want to say that it looks like they're practicing at times, but some of the, like, they speed it up, but once they speed it up and they get in, like, some, like, close to the half court, it just, like, so, everything's so deliberate. Mm-hmm. And they just break teams down with good passing.
It's free flowing.
They just annoy people by getting in passing lanes.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're a really, really good basketball team. Whereas I would say last year's team was a good basketball team.
Last year's team was a fun team to watch.
Right.
This is a this is a tsunami. I mean, this is a wave. You know, they come at you, and they never stop coming at you. You know, it just keeps coming at you.
One note of...
Can I say coming at you any more times?
Yeah, I think you can. Okay. You know what's coming at you?
What? What is coming at you?
A couple weeks without Lumao Bute as hits his little shoulder dinged up there a little bit. D'Antoni says after the game, just a little bit of time, so a couple weeks.
2 weeks, maybe.
But, you know what? That gives them a chance to play around a little bit more. He's out, so who gets his minutes? What are you going to do with that? And, I mean, Mike D'Antoni has played this flawlessly to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Played this just flawlessly. And the Rockets' win streak continues. San Antonio is next up tomorrow night. We'll talk a lot about that game a little bit today and tomorrow as well. John Lopez, Cody Stutes in a loop with you. One of my favorite things to do each and every hot stove season, each and every Major League Baseball offseason, is play a little game called Spend Your Owner's Money. So... we play the game sweeping Houston next. Spend Jim Crane's money next in Loop Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.